You are listening to Tokyo Storytellers, Life Straight from Japan.
Hi everyone, welcome to Ace Headshake Podcast. How are you today? I am a little bit tired now because the last meeting is just finished, but fine. So let me talk about my diary. Recently, I have been listening to BTS Mic Drop. So Mic, they spell Mic, M-I-C. Mic Drop. So I listening to BTS Mic Drop during commuting on the train, and I love their dance performance. So I'd love to watch their live dance performance. Yesterday I ate Nyam Nyom Chicken. It's Korean food. With my friend in Shin Okubo. Nyam Nyom Chicken sauce is spicy and sweet, but it's a little bit strong taste, so next time I have to order rice with Nyam Nyom Chicken. And yesterday I bought a big package kimchi at Korean supermarket in Shin Okubo. It was so cheap, and I'm looking forward to eat it. So, let me first introduce BTS. So, BTS member is BTS. There are 7 members in BTS. So, their name is RM, Jin, Suga, J-Hope, Jimin, V, and Jungkook. First, RM is a leader of the BTS, and he's a rapper. And he also writes songs, BTS songs. And next, Jin. Jin is a sub-vocal. He is the oldest member. It's Hyung in Korean. And next, Suga. Suga, he is a main rapper, and he also writes song too. And next, J-Hope. J-Hope is a rapper and a very good dancer. And he is so funny when he appears on variety programs. I like him. And next, Jimin. He is a lead vocal and a good dancer. Really good dancer, I think. His dance is so sexy. I think he is the best performer in BTS. I love Jimin. And next, V. He is a sub vocal and his dance is also good. And last one is Jungkook. Jungkook. He is a main vocal. And he is a younger member. It's Manne in Korean. Young member is Manne in Korean. And his face is so cute. Cute. And up next, I have a internet question today. So the question is, did you watch the drama Orange Days? Actually, I have never watched Orange Days, but I read Orange Days manga. It's really good manga. I recommend it. So maybe I have to watch drama too? I don't know. So that's all today. So thank you for listening and see you next time. Bye. Thank you.
Hi there, this is Taka's show. This week, my week was so productive. I read M&A Finance at Meguro Library. Actually, the book is dense. I should have picked easier book. And I ate Kokoichi chicken curry with my friend Kaz. The curry sauce is spicy, but bearable. Next time, I want to try spicier curry sauce. And what did I do this? I purchased Ariel scented unpurchased double ply toilet paper via Amazon Prime. The paper is soft. I really recommend Ariel Double Ply Toilet Tissue. Today, I want to talk about my favorite library, Meguro Library. Meguro Library is located 10 minutes away from Meguro Station. Meguro Library is open between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Tuesday to Thursday. On Sunday, 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Between 9 a.m. and 5, Meguro Library is open. On Monday, Meguro Library isn't open. Don't forget. Meguro Library has more than 10,000 books. Architecture is good. Atmosphere is so nice. If you want to read, if you want to pick some books, you should visit Meguro Library. Last topic, internet question. Thanks for asking me. And I want to say thank you to Space Eraser. This week's question is, what is your favorite international food? Good question. I love pizza. I love pepperoni pizza. And I like Japanese style tuna mayo or potato mayonnaise pizza. I ate pizza maybe once every week. Actually, I ate pizza yesterday, last night. That's it. Thanks for listening to today's show. See you next week. Bye bye.
Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Tomoe's Coffee Stand. Our first topic is my diary. I checked out fermentation exhibition with my husband on Tuesday. It was very interesting exhibition, so I talked about the exhibition later. And I ate Gozume Zabzi at our Persian restaurant in Koenji. I enjoyed black beans in the stew. And I bought a bottle of very rare Aochu at the fermentation exhibition. I have enjoyed sipping this Aochu.
every night. Next, I introduced about the fermentation exhibition. I already know about fermented foods, but I didn't know there are a lot of fermented foods in Japan. So I wanted to go the exhibition. There were fermented samples, food samples from each prefecture. There was a robot, Nukabot. There were tools, and there were presentations, posters, and pictures. I enjoyed looking at food samples, and I enjoyed running processes, purposes, and more. And I also enjoyed smelling some food samples. Almost were good odor. But for example, I know Kusaya has bad odor, so I didn't smell Kusaya, but my husband smelled Kusaya. After he smelled Kusaya, he said, "Oh, this smells terrible." Yeah, the exhibition is very, very interesting. So I recommended to go the exhibition. Finally, topic three. Last topic is internet question. Some guy asked me, "Did you watch Orange Days?" What? After I'm off. I didn't know what Orange Days is. I had Orange Days first. I've never heard Orange Days. So Imov told me Orange Days is Japanese drama. Okay. Sorry. I didn't watch Orange Days because I don't enjoy Japanese drama. Thank you for listening my podcast. See you next episode. Bye-bye.
That concludes this episode of Tokyo Storytellers. Please submit your questions to be answered on the show in the link provided in the show notes.